at the time. Now, I fear I just can't remember the date of that, but I know it was within a month or two of globin insulin becoming freely available in this country. So the date could be checked that way.
Can you remember perceiving any changes yourself?
No, not really. I think if there was any change that impinged on my consciousness at all, it was that I didn't have any nighttime hypoglycemic episodes. But whether that was related to the globin insulin change or not, that I'm not certain about. But I do know that later in my teenage years, I was never bothered by nighttime hypoglycemia.
When you talk about hypoglycemic episodes, did you pass out at any time?
Oh yes, on several occasions. And again, obviously, I don't remember any of this in detail. I suppose I wasn't conscious enough to remember it or to record it mentally. But I do know that on a number of occasions my dad gave me intravenous glucose. I can remember there being whacking big ampoules of the stuff. Dad was actually rather good at intravenous injections. I suppose being an anaesthetist part-time, he became rather more skilled in intravenous work than a lot of doctors. But I also remember that he never seemed to think that it was important to have sharp needles, which wasn't so pleasant, but there we are.
Can you remember at the age of 8 any change in your diet?
I can't really. I mean, there must have been, but I don't really remember it. We had tended anyway to be a family that I suppose nowadays would be thought of as eaters of healthy food. We'd always tended to be this way. So maybe, from my point of view, there wasn't quite the dramatic change of diet that there might otherwise have been. I do remember, of course, that during the war years, diabetics were allowed to swap their sugar ration for various other things, and I can remember all